Public hearing is Ordinance Amendment, Chapter 115, Definitions, Manufactured Homes.
This is an ordinance to amend Chapter 115 of the Code of Sussex County by amending Article 1 relating to definitions regarding manufactured homes. For the benefit of the commission, I did provide the commissioners with copies of the minutes of the Ad Hoc Committee on Manufactured Housing for February 4th. Let's see, I forgot the date. March 4th and April 8th. Also provided copies of the ordinance in the back on the table and copies of the agenda for the public if they're interested. The first ordinance that I read the title, the intent of that ordinance, or this ordinance, is to address the fact that there are three similar but different definitions of a manufactured home in the current code. The new definition with the new title will allow the code to be consistent throughout. The new definition of accessory building clarifies language as to exactly what is considered an accessory building and to specify that an accessory building is a detached structure. The new title and revised definition of a trailer park is to include manufactured home was done for consistency purposes in the code, and that all the definitions contained in the ordinance are approved recommendations of the Manufactured Housing Committee. The first reference to definition was an accessory building. Originally, it stated a subordinate building or a portion of the main building, the use of which is clearly incidental to or customarily found in connection with and except as otherwise provided in this chapter, is located on the same lot as the main building or principal use of the land. The revised definition will state, or propose to state, a detached, unattached, subordinate building, the use of which is incidental to or customarily found in connection with and except as otherwise provided in this chapter, is located on the same lot as the main building or principal use of the land. Examples of an accessory building may include a shed, storage building, garage, gazebo, or similar structure. The second definition change was to take a manufactured home, also known as house, trailer, single-wide, double-wide, mobile home, and deleting the original intent of mobile home, house trailer. Everybody predominantly calls mobiles now manufactured homes. And that definition is only a matter of changing that title and also amending just a couple of words, which I'll read. A movable or portable dwelling, deleting the word over and adding the words not less than 450 square feet in size, constructed to be towed on its own chassis, connected to utilities, and designed, and adding with or, that would be underlined as new words, without a permanent foundation for year-round occupancy, which can consist of one or more components that can be retracted for towing purposes and subsequently expanded for additional capacity, or of two or more units separately towable but designed to be joined into one integral unit. The next change was the wording presently existing as trailer park, trailer court, or mobile home park, and amending that to again to be consistent as manufactured home park, also known as trailer park, trailer court, mobile home park, or community. And the definition basically again is primarily title, and the definition would be amended to read any tract of land used or offered for use for the location of, deleting the words trailers or mobile homes and replacing those with manufactured homes of other ownership to be occupied as dwellings. And the next definition is related to manufactured homes. In another part of the code, it states a structure transportable in one or sections which is built on a permanent chassis and is designed for use with or without a permanent foundation when attached to the required utilities. The term manufactured home does not include a recreational vehicle. that definition would be deleted because we've already redefined it. It's defined three times, basically, in the code. The next section of the code is to amend the code, chapters 1 through 116, by deleting the words house trailer, single wide, double wide, mobile home, or trailer, wherever these words appear in the code, and inserting in lieu thereof the word manufactured homes. That would be pages of ordinance if we had to superimpose each one in one ordinance. So by doing it that way, we covered them all. And when we reprint the ordinance, if this is approved, then the general code, our contractor who takes care of our ordinances, would amend all those wordings and replace them with manufactured home. The second part, again, similar, section 3, is amend the code chapters 1 through 116 by deleting the words trailer park, trailer court, mobile home park, or mobile home community, wherever these words appear in the code, and inserting in lieu thereof the words manufactured home park. And basically, similar, those two are similar. It's just a matter, rather than type it up, every single page it comes up on, which is almost every other page, in a large ordinance, then we can do it under one title. And I already read the synopsis. Okay? And I've received no correspondence at all on any of these applications.
Okay. Mr. Lang, the minutes that you passed out to us, have they been in the file and been available to the public?
The minutes of the Manufactured Housing Committee?
Yes.
They've been available upon request. They were February 4th, March 4th, and April 8th.
Okay. Is there anyone here that would like to see these? Everybody's satisfied with them? Here, you can have mine.
I've already seen them.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, indeed.
All right, then. Thank you, Mr. Lank. Is there anyone here that would like to
Mr. Chairman, just if I could, before
yes.
we get to the public, there's a couple things that I'd like to get in the record. Because I wasn't involved in drafting these, but I think that should be clarified if you're going to make a recommendation to approve. I'm not saying that you will, but if you do. The first one is that, as Mr. Lang talked about, that definition of manufactured home that's deleted, that's actually in another section. In the ordinance section 1, it talks about amending section 115.4b. It should be changed so it says 115.4b and c, because that deleted section is actually in c. Okay. That's a minor one. And I think, just for clarity's sake, for as far as drafting the ordinance, sections 2 and 3 talk about all these terms that are to be replaced with the word manufactured home. It seems to me, for clarity's sake, in the ordinance, each term should be in quotation marks rather than the entire phrase, because that entire phrase doesn't appear in its entirety anywhere in the code. The terms individually do. So I think in terms of the ordinance, that means if you see house trailer, you pull that out and replace it with manufactured home. It's sort of wordsmithing, but I think to make a clear ordinance, that should occur to make it technically right. That's all I had.
What you referenced in section 1 should have been?
That first line, it should say amend Sussex County Code Chapter 115, Article 1, Section 115-4B, then just after the word or the letter B, just put in there and C.
Oh, and C, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's all. It's still all within the definitions, but that 115.4 divides the definitions up into two separate parts. That's all.
Well, C was the flood district.
Yeah.
That's where the one definition is.
Yeah,
right.
And just so it's clearly that's what it means.
Okay.
That's all I have. Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Typically, we call for public testimony for, public testimony against. You may be neither for nor against at this point, so I would just encourage you to pick one. Ordinance Amendment 115. Anyone like to speak in favor of Ordinance Amendments Chapter 115, Definitions Manufactured Home? Yes, ma'am. Come on.
You have to come up
and give us your name and all that good stuff, and then you can ask a question, read a poem, whatever you want.
My name is Elaine Campbell. I reside in Bay City, and I am a member of the Bay City Homeowners Association. I just have a question that I've been struggling with for many, many years, and I've heard pros and cons, and maybe you are the folks who will answer this for me, maybe not. My understanding of manufactured homes was any residence that was constructed in a controlled environment. Now, if our homes were constructed in a controlled environment, they are on a chassis that can be moved with hardship on some of the newer homes that we have, like I do, that's on cinder block and so forth. What is the difference between the homes that we live in Bay City, and the homes that are sitting in Baywood, just for clarification, so I can decide on how I feel about changing manufactured home verbiage?
Well, I would think I'll defer that question to our council, but generally, a manufactured home is not any home that is built in a controlled environment, because modular homes are built in a controlled environment. They're built to a building code standard.
Okay.
The manufactured, the difference is really the code to which they're the governs their construction. But I'm going to defer that rest of that to the our council.
And I think the difference would be, and I'm also going to, if Lawrence or Shane have any input, the way this definition is worded, it talks about its own chassis. You know, so if there's a chassis that's incorporated into the home itself, that makes it a manufactured home. Whereas, like a, to use an example, a Berica home, that's the one in Sussex County.
Right.
It gets moved
to the site.
To the site on something else, not
okay.
on its own.
And then is taken off the
right.
chassis and put
right.
on a permanent
so
foundation.
So that would be like a modular home.
Okay. Thank
okay.
you.
You're welcome.
The other difference, too, is that when Baywoods was approved, they were considered authorized manufactured homes, and they were specific designed for that project. And then to eliminate that Baywood is a mobile home park, per se, it was amended to a GRRPC, residential plan community, because they appear to be more modular than they do mobile, because they're 2 and 3 stories. And they, but they called them authorized manufactured homes originally. That's
but
what they called
not
them.
On a chassis,
yeah, some of them are on chassis, but not. I don't think all of them are on chassis, because they also build townhouses and condos in there too.
But
in the same project.
Ma'am, if you're going to continue
yeah,
to testify, I need you to come up front, because the microphone can't hear you from back there.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Okay, well, I thought I had it clear.
I understand.
But now I'm hearing, well, some of them are and some of them aren't.
Well,
so
the difference was that I said
in Baywoods,
originally the intent was to be a park.
A park.
Yeah. And it was amended to through a zoning public hearing processes to a GRRPC, which is a residential plan community, not the same as a park.
Gotcha.
GR permits manufactured homes, but it can also have stick-built, modular, multifamily, that type of stuff.
Okay.
That's really the difference. In
that's the only difference.
Only in Baywood. It's one of the few GRRPCs that we have. We have a couple, but that's the biggest one.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. Yes, ma'am. Back here. Come on up. Give us your name, please.
I'm Roberta Hemrick. I live in McNichol Place in Lewis. Just a point of clarification on this last question. I believe that the Attorney General's office just recently ruled on Noble Pond Community in Kent County, which is a modular community. They ruled that it is indeed manufactured housing. I don't know how that relates in terms of Baywood, but it's certainly something that you ought to be aware of and perhaps check into.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Who's next? Yes, ma'am, in the pink or fuchsia or chartreuse or whatever color that is. Come on. What color is that anyway?
Fuchsia.
Okay. Thank you. Well,
I know it's a summer outfit on
just
a fall day, but it feels like summer.
Well, thank
so.
God it was 90 degrees today.
I know. That's why I wore it.
Go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Susan Lashy. I'm from Wilmington. First, let me say that it is difficult not just to hear you, but to understand what you're saying sometimes. So the modulation is okay. It's just the dictation. So I want to
that difference
that
in language from Sussex County to Newcastle County.
That could be it. That could be it. I'll take a little course.
All right, gentlemen. Not only do I want you to speak up, I want you to enunciate. All right.
He wants to speak Newcastle or Sussex.
Well, I think we need to speak in whatever manner these folks can understand. There you go. Because they need to hear what you're saying.
Not to be negative, but the other thing that did concern me was that these ordinances were difficult to find online when I wanted to see the detail of the ordinance itself. I had a heck of a time finding it. I did think that some of the ordinances, I'm understanding we're going one at a time, so we're just addressing the first ordinance. Do I have that clear?
Yes, the first.
So I did, I will say that I thought the four ordinances kind of contradicted each other, but I don't know how to fit that in if we're just addressing one. I did note here in the past that sheds in the other two counties were not put into areas of the code where buildings were to either inhabit humans or otherwise. And I did previously hand you the meaning of a structure and the meaning of a building that was in Cambridge Dictionary. And they talk about a tower, an office tower made of steel and glass, 43 stories high. Activities such as entertaining or manufacturing goes on. And I didn't feel that the word shed goes into a category that a gazebo or even a garage. I'm not really sure why we have decided now, after all this time, to put a shed in this category. I don't think that it meets the requirements of a structure or a building according to Cambridge or any other contractor or the other counties.
I'm going to disagree with that, because I think it's pretty, at least in the municipalities that I'm familiar with, in addition to the county, that a shed's incidental to the principal use of the property, which would be as a residence. And so for that reason, since it's incidental to the residence, it is an accessory building or structure that falls under the definition. I mean, that's a fairly uniform interpretation.
Well, I guess we'll have to agree to disagree on that because okay. The other counties, and then throughout the United States, I kind of, with Google now.
Maybe those other counties are wrong.
That could be. And maybe their dialect is wrong, too.
Alrighty then.
I'll concede to that. But I did do some research on that. So that's all I have to say on this particular one, that I don't feel that the word shed applies to this section. Thank you so much for your time.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. All right, who's next? In favor or whatever? All right, how about anybody opposed? Anybody on the commission have any questions?
Just one statement I'd like to make, Mr. Chairman, for the benefit of the public, and maybe you did this earlier, but keep in mind, folks, that the Planning and Zoning Commission considers these tonight and ultimately makes a recommendation to County Council. So County Council is the body that makes the final determination after considering the recommendation of Planning and Zoning on any public hearing, but particularly on these ordinances. And I don't know if Lawrence knows what date off the top of his head Council's got it, but... Did we say the
12th or 14th?
Okay, there you go.
Just to keep that in mind as well.
That means you get to do this all over again. Yes, ma'am. Come on up.
Sandy Spence from Lewis. I just wanted to clarify that. Does that mean the council will also have another hearing?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
There'll be another public hearing, and they'll make the final decision. Our job is to make a recommendation. So, you'll absolutely have another opportunity.
October 12th,
for those of you who are interested, it's on the agenda for October 12th for our county council.
And that is at 1:30 in the afternoon.
1:30 p.m., October 12th. Okay. Any questions, gentlemen? All right, then, we'll close the public hearing. We invite you to remain with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.